The Washington Redskins are still the Washington Redskins, even though a federal board canceled the team's trademark protection last week. The board said the name is disparaging to Native Americans. The ruling doesn't force the Redskins to abandon the name, but it does put more pressure on them. And it's made my colleague Andrea Crossan wonder whether it might lead to a name change in her home country, Canada.
In the interest of full disclosure, I should say up front that I am part Native American. I'm not an Atlanta Brave or a Chicago Blackhawk or even a Cleveland Indian. My grandmother was from the Tsleil-Waututh Nation in Western Canada. But hey, Tsleil-Waututh is a bit wordy for a baseball jersey. And in Canada, the battle over the use of the word redskin has already been fought. Last year, Ian Campo filed a human rights complaint against a minor league football team called the Nepean Redskins.
It's completely racist.
Campo is an Ojibwe hip-hop artist with the band A Tribe Called Red. Here he is speaking to the CBC.
You're calling a demographic of people a slur, a word that's dictionary defined as racist, and marginalizing by skin color. It doesn't get more racist than that.
When the football team took to the field this year, it was as the Nepean Eagles. Now many Canadian activists would like to see another team name retired.
We'll find out who's starting a lot earlier for the Edmonton Eskimos. Ryan Grace Mullen boots it.
They are the Edmonton Eskimos, a pro football team in Edmonton. A lot of people think the term Eskimo is offensive. It's mostly been replaced by Inuit. Daniel Johnson is a Native Studies researcher in Edmonton. Johnson says it's wrong to use people as caricatures.
Well, obviously, things change. Times change. I don't really buy the argument that the team names are a great tradition or the team names are honoring Indigenous people, so they shouldn't be changed. I think when you have large numbers of people, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, asking for the names to be changed, I think that's a good indication of where opinion is going on that.
In the U.S., pressure to change the Washington Redskins name came all the way from the top. President Obama said last year that he would think about changing the name if he owned the team. So far, there hasn't been that kind of outcry over the Eskimos. The team downplays the use of the word. They don't have images of Eskimos wearing parkas on their gear. And there's no version of a tomahawk chop crowd cheer or a grinning Chief Wahoo. The team's owners aren't budging on the name change either. So for now, it seems unlikely they'll be called the Edmonton Inuit anytime soon. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.